Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This weekend, one local group, Project Lulu, is bringing a series of workshops to the public called Arts Express. It's for cancer survivors and caregivers to discover, connect, and express through writing, dance, drawing, collage, video, and so much more. The first of the two workshops happens Saturday, September 30th, at the Duluth Art Institute Lincoln Center. Arts Express Project Coordinator Jean Reese joins us here on Radio Gallery to tell us more about these important, impactful workshops.
My name is Jean Reese, and I am Project Director for Project Lulu.
What is Project Lulu?
Project Lulu is a local, small, nonprofit organization based here in Duluth that brings expressive arts opportunities to people in health crisis.
These are big journeys.
Speaking from experience.
Talk about, how did you find Project Lulu?
I myself participated in Project Lulu's second Arts Express, and I came there as a caregiver for my late husband, and I also came there as a cancer survivor myself.
So Project Lulu's been going for a few years, and there's new opportunities for people to participate and attend workshops, just like what you did.
Absolutely.
Talk about what's upcoming in Arts Express.
We are very excited to have our third Arts Express workshop. It is on two consecutive Saturdays, starting really soon, on September 30th. It's for 5 hours each Saturday. It will be with our four wonderful artists. It will involve writing and dancing and drawing.
That really takes you through a lot of that's physical and mental and then from the heart.
Yes, it can be very emotional. Although our teachers really try to encourage people to relax, don't think too hard, and let whatever comes out, come out.
What is the takeaway for participants in Project Lulu's workshops?
All of us who work with Project Lulu, including Caring Ways Resource Cancer Center, believe that there is a healing and well-being aspect to expressing ourselves artistically.
How many spaces are there available?
There are 18 spaces for the workshop, which again are the two Saturdays, a total of 10 hours. And then optionally for up to half of the participants, we also have a wonderful opportunity to come to UMD.
So is this a individual experience or is it more about community and support?
There absolutely is community. There's also individual learning. Our teacher artists are very good at talking about how to do this at home. We created what we call a playbook, and this is where we have taken these wonderful exercises that these artists have created, and we've documented them in a book. And people can take that book and take it home and do the exercises themselves right at home.
And you received some support to bring these workshops to the public?
Yes. This activity is made possible by the voters of Minnesota from the Minnesota State Arts Board, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This particular grant is a partnership between the Caring Ways Cancer Resource Center and Project Lulu to bring these events to the public. Details about the event can be found on the Project Lulu website at projectlulu.org. There is a whole page that talks about the Arts Express workshop, and there are links to show what's been created in other workshops, which is a lot of fun to go look at. Anybody can participate in this workshop that has been touched by cancer. Cancer survivors, caregivers, their friends, their family.
Thank you. Have a great workshop.
We're so looking forward to it. By the way, New Scenic Cafe is very generously providing lunch both days, and I've looked at the menu and it looks really good.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jean Reese from Project Lulu and Arts Express. You can find more information about participating in these workshops at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.